This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Teresa Brandenburg is joining us. She is from Osborne and also serves as president of the Kansas Soybean Association. And Teresa, in light of not having the Kansas Soybean Expo this year, the Kansas Soybean Association and Commission both met for a virtual meeting.
Yeah, we wish that we were getting together to be able to recap Expo, but we know that this year has just not gone the way we wanted. So we wanted to make sure we gave our association members the opportunity to still join in on our annual meeting. So back in January, the association had their regular board meeting in Topeka. We were socially distanced at a hotel, and then we offered our members the opportunity to come in at noon via Zoom to be there for our annual meeting so that we could conduct the business of the association.
And what were some of the highlights of the meeting?
The basic tenet of association meeting every year is we had to confirm policy changes. There weren't very many this year. What most people don't understand is that there are two entities in Kansas that serve soybean farmers. The Kansas Soybean Commission handles the checkoff dollars, but the association is completely member funded. And we are the hand that can actually do legislative work both in Topeka and in Washington, D.C. So association members get the opportunity at the annual meeting to vote to approve our legislative priorities for the year.
And in those policy resolutions, there was just a couple of changes?
The biggest change that we made is that we support the idea that all agricultural workers are essential. In case anything should happen again where shutdowns should happen, we wanted to make it clear that the Kansas Soybean Association understands that agriculture and its support system must keep going because people need to continue to have access to safe, affordable food. We really miss being able to be in the same room as all of our farmer members, but we know that this is hopefully not forever, and we're looking forward to maybe being able to get together with everyone in the summer. We're trying to plan some of those things. Really, the work of the association is just making sure that we are a presence and a voice for the Kansas soybean farmer, and that's what we're worried about every time we get together. Our annual meeting, we also voted to fill some spots on the board, and then we added new DuPont Young Leader to the board, so Kendall Heininger is joining the board. Then after the association meeting, we held a organizational meeting where we elected officers.
That is Teresa Brandenburg. She is a producer from Osborne and serves as president of the Kansas Soybean Association, as she joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.